Seismic Dance Event Day 3. I'm here with the one and only Mary Droppins.
What's up, girl?
So nice to see you.
Thank you.
I feel like I just like Instagram stalk her all the time. Hype her up because she's always wearing these your outfits. Obviously, I like to dress up.
Yes.
And but you're always got some kind of fit going on.
Thank
these glasses
you.
Right now.
Oh, you know, I mean, I'm coming out here on a long leg of tour, so. Came for more of my like farmer outfit day, you know.
You're in Texas. When in Texas?
When in Texas, you know.
You know. So where were you? You just said like the last leg of your tour. Where have you been on those stops?
Yeah. So I was. Just this last month, I played at Dirty Bird, and then Red Rocks, and I played at House of Blues in Houston and Dallas, and then EDC Orlando afters at Slumberland. And Richmond, Virginia, Indianapolis.
Oh my goodness. No wonder. So just like
Denver.
The versatility of your music, though, and the versatility of your sets to like where you're playing, I think that's totally exemplified in that. Can you talk? Because you actually came here. This isn't your first Seismic.
No, yes.
Let's talk about that. People were like, wait, what? She's been here. I was like, yes.
Yes.
So
well,
I'm friends
you
with
know,
Annabelle.
Because
yeah.
That's when I think I met you.
Yes.
Was originally
the,
yes.
I'm friends with Annabelle, yes. England. And I was like, who is this other angel with you? And she said the nicest things about you. She's like, oh, that's my rock.
Oh,
that's my heart.
Shuck.
And, you know, shout out Annabelle.
I know,
she was
I love
just
her.
Like, she's like, oh, she's my everything. And she's like, I want to sing and DJ. And she's like, having you there is such
yeah.
a great support system for her. So.
Oh, it's so much fun when we get together. We're actually going to get a play back to back here on New Year's Day for Proper Crossed in San Diego.
I will see you there. I'll be there.
Oh,
you
are?
That's going to be so fun.
Oh, yes. It's going to
be
goodness. Sick.
Wow.
Yeah, we've
that's
been
gonna be a lot of girl power there.
Yes. We've been working on some cool stuff for this, so I'm
Hell
excited.
Hell yes. Oh, my God. So today you played Seismic.
Mm-hmm.
How did that, again, coming off all this leg of tour, how did that set go for you?
It was honestly, it was everything I really needed, you know.
Amazing.
I mean, obviously I opened up the day, so you have to build the crowd and people are slowly getting their day started. And it's day 3, for God's sake.
Yeah. Day 3 on anything is like straight up zombie.
Like, you know, we're at scary hours at this point. And so I was having the Sunday
scaries.
Yes, I was having them while I was DJing. And so that was just so fun to like just release that and just like. Have like a cool vibe with just all homies around, and then by the end of it, there was a good crowd, and I was just like, this is what I needed at the end of it, really.
It's therapy. Music is always therapy.
And the sound system is incredible here, so mad props.
Mad props. So we're coming kind of towards the end of the year. I know we've got New Year's coming. That'll be a whole separate thing, but
yes.
Kind of reflecting back on everything. I mean, you've done Red Rocks, you've done Dirty Bird. So what's been some highlights or standout moments for you?
I would say definitely at Dirty Bird was a big standout moment for me. It was a sunset set, and I don't know. I just felt like I experienced something that I hadn't in a regular DJ set with that like time warping that we were going through. It was something different. So that was special. And then Red Rocks as well. Oh my gosh, like what the heck? It was like Close Encounters of the Third Kind out there. Like I was like, I'm feeling more than humans here. Like this is
existential.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah. So those are iconic. This is an most iconic venue to play. So it's been an incredible year.
Well, hopefully you're going to take some time. Do you take, I know like it's so hard. I feel like too, in the grand scheme of things, because you're constantly going, you're moving and it sounds like you take time to really be present in those moments and realize like, wow, this is where I am. I remember seeing your story when you went to Ibiza, however you want to say it. However, Ibiza. And when you were heading up there, I this is another reason, one of the many, a million, trillion reasons why I love you, but just seeing you're like, wow, you were in the airport and you had your suitcase. You're like, I'm actually getting paid to go DJ here. Like, in Ibiza.
Yeah.
Like how, like you said, these moments. So is that something that I'm just kind of observing, or is that pretty accurate? Like staying present.
It's surreal. It really is. I don't think there's anything that can really make it feel like real or anything, you know, and just it's such a blessing to get to experience life this way. Yeah. And I mean, Ibiza was unreal. Like,
how was that? Because that was, you're opening for Steve Aoki.
Yes.
On one of the biggest nights. It's one of the biggest nights there.
It was huge. I was playing at 12:30, and at first I was like, yes, that's like prime time. And they're like, no, that's like when the place opens. And I'm like, oh shit, okay. And I get there, line around the block. Like, it was just, it was a dream come true. Like, the crowd was chanting. I really hadn't been around like a European crowd, and they're super vocal. And they're just like, hey, oh, and they're like chanting my name, like, Mary fucking Droppins. And I was like, oh my gosh.
Yes. I got goosebumps. Yeah. It's amazing.
Take me back. So definitely looking forward to expanding in, outside of America more in this next year, I'm hoping.
Yeah. That's exciting. Well, with Integrate Area, they have a signature thing they like to do called the rapid fire questions.
Okay.
We're going to take up too much more of your time.
Oh, yes. I've heard of these.
Oh, you've heard of these. Oh, okay. I wonder if they already asked you all these, because I know.
I did one in New York.
Ooh,
and
okay.
So yeah, we'll see.
Maybe you have some different answers.
Yeah, we'll see what the vibe I'm giving is today. You can compare.
Here we go. All right. Like I said, things change. Here we go. You ready? This is it. We're in the home stretch.
I got my one last brain cell, and it's for you.
It's working. Thank you.
It's going to you.
I really appreciate that. If I looked at your recently played songs on Spotify, what would you want to hide?
I'd probably hide how much I've listened to that Miss You track that is like, and I never want to see you again. Okay.
I haven't heard that one.
It's like a TikTok song.
And that's going to be stuck in my head. She knows it. My TikTok queen over there.
I got like the 174 BPM really fast one, and I'm just like, oh, I love this so much. I'm listening to it.
Amazing. Your favorite old school house song?
Oh, that's tough. Old school house song.
Your favorite old school song?
I mean, old school in general, like for me, was like All Doors. All Doors and Pink Floyd and Van Halen. But house song, I'm drawing blanks because I'm literally,
we're gonna keep moving. We're gonna keep moving. We're down to half a brain cell now. We're down to half a brain cell. We gotta keep going.
Yeah, keep going.
Hold on for dear life, brain cell.
Me.
Would you rather talk like Yoda or breathe like Darth Vader?
Talk like Yoda.
Festival or intimate club?
Festival.
What's the weirdest thing you've ever brought to the club or seen someone bring to the club? Next.
I've kept it very, very PG.
Okay. What sound or noise do you love?
I love a cowbell.
Really?
Yeah. Ready to eat.
All right. Last two. What's worse, random people who you haven't spoken to in years hitting you up for guest list or a hangnail?
A hangnail. I'm just like.
All right. Last. Trying to get that. And last but not least, finish this sentence. I love music because
it makes me feel closest to my higher self.
Ooh. Okay, we're gonna end on that. I think that was great. We're not gonna top that. Thank you, Brain Cell. Thank you, Mary Droppins.
Yes. Thank you so much for
being here. Can't wait to see you. I'll see you New Year's.
Yes, I know. We'll get back too. We'll have to hang out.
Cheers.
Cheers.